Firstly, Emily Smith intended to leave this village, possibly for good.
I don't believe.
Secondly, this lady, who so valued her privacy, had a visitor late Saturday evening.
Stevens, not me.
And lastly, this cottage was broken into, probably on Sunday night.
Good God.
A rear window was forced. The signs are unmistakable. And the window frame was extremely informative.
Can you tell if anything was stolen?
Not yet, but I don't believe so. Now, I think it's likely that this remarkable burglar broke in for the express purpose of unpacking that trunk. Now, Watson, these should interest you. Now, wait here, please.
What are they, Doctor?
Well, this one's a letter, finished and signed. It's to the school board. It's a resignation.
So she was leaving.
Why didn't she tell me? And this is older, I think. Looks like a draft for a story.
Huh?
A princess lived in a kingdom far away from everywhere else, where she had to stay because she was very poor. Her only friends were the children.
Her only friends, dear God.
And they loved her, and she loved them very much.
Stop it. It's private.
Then one day, a handsome prince came riding into the kingdom and fell in love with the poor princess, and she fell in love with him. And he said, come away with me to my land and be my wife. And she did.
And the princess and the prince lived very, very happily forever and ever after. Unfortunately, the fairy tale turned out to have a rather different ending. Watson, I can now answer your question. Something was taken, but it wasn't stolen.
Mr. Holmes, please, no riddles.
Patience, Inspector. He'll explain when he's good and ready.
Dawkins, I'll tell you this much. This was a callous, cowardly, and despicable murder.
You know who did it?
Stevens.
No.
I suggest you go home. You have my word that Miss Smith's killer will be brought to justice.
So, assuming you're right, and the story's autobiographical.
The travelling trunk suggests as much. And there's the recent change in her personality, torn between her own happiness and the children in her care.
Well, then, was it this mysterious lover who killed her?
Or someone else who didn't want to see her leave?
And in either case, how was it?
Well, I suggest that you ask yourselves a different question.
What's that?
Why did she die in that particular spot? Never mind the lack of marks in the snow. Why was she in that field, dressed as she was?
Well,
It'd be interesting to hear some more opinions of this singular young woman. I suggest we repair to somewhere more congenial.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Well, did you learn anything?
Oh, yeah, next to nothing. For once, local gossips let us down.
I did say. Anonymous.
Well, I did discover one thing of interest.
What?
The popular opinion is that you had the right man, Dawkins.
Well, frankly, Mr. Holmes, I'm still inclined to think so myself. You've just let him walk free.
Can you tell me something?
Tell you what?
Well, some local information. If I was a village odd job man, where would I go if I wanted to lay my hands on some opium?
Opium? Are you saying there's a drug connection to all this?
I'll explain in a moment. But first, please, answer the question.
Well, you'd have to go into Folkestone or Dover. And then you'd need to show good cause why you wanted it.
You don't know of an illegal source closer to here?
In a village the size of Fangate?
Hmm.
I'd be prepared to swear that there isn't one. New Horton, the same.
As I thought. Thank you.
You've discovered something. Was it at the cottage?
Yes. Take a look at this.
It's just a cheap drinking glass.
Yes, containing the dregs of something very interesting. I can't be sure without a proper analysis, but the odour is quite distinctive. Watson.
Oh. I think you're right. Some sort of opiate.
Hmm. Mixed in with a strong red wine.
Where was it?
In Miss Smith's bedroom. It had rolled under a cupboard.
What on earth made you look there?
Well, the fact that I couldn't see it anywhere else.
You were expecting to find it.
Well, let's say there was a very strong possibility.
You can't be suggesting she was in the habit of drinking that stuff.
What I'm suggesting is that her Saturday night visitor provided it for the purpose of rendering her insensible. The wine would have been ample disguise, especially if the young